نسألك
يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, hope you're well this morning, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, everything's fine over here. People are nervous, a little bit worried. But I think mostly from outside the country, not so much inside the country. I'm looking at my status updates on WhatsApp and all my friends here, all the brothers here. There's a lot of nationalism now, or national pride, and you know those memes that had the flag of Israel as a roll of toilet paper. So now we have
India
flags of India as toilet paper. Those are going on as memes, and Muslim children urinating on the Indian flag and things like that. So a lot of pride now, a lot of pride because the army shot down two Indian planes. The drama continues.
Okay, while we pursue with this topic, then we'll move to the next one, inshallah. So I don't know, maybe you can just explain this to me. This is what I think, and I'm there's no evidence for it, but from when you put this whole thing together, initially when this thing had taken place as well, then always this, we have to consider all angles. So that thought does strike to say that that was before even we, that article I sent and we spoke about yesterday about how India had also played their role and had basically plan this well so that they can start this whole thing. So that Pahalgam attack, basically in a nutshell, was planned by India. So when this whole thing started off, we didn't know which way to turn, which way what's happening. But that thought did cross our minds to say that perhaps India did also strike because this is how they operate. Now comes this question, because then the evidence was released that so many people, and there's documents to prove this, that they had a major role to play in the initial attack on their own people. So now comes this particular question: why would you do such a thing? And I'm just thinking aloud here, Mufti Saab, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or wherever I need Islah, you can also on these particular things. This year is, it seems like Pakistan, because of their weapons and that they own, and to the world, to the enemies, they are still a Muslim country. And with this amount of weapons, should we now look at, remember, because what's his name, this Modi, how many he's been traveling to different countries, meeting with America, meeting with different people. And now even went to Saudi, but he had to rush back that day. And then, so we have this year, and they are, you can see Saudi Arabia, whether it's Morocco yesterday at the Moroccan port, which is, they found all the American planes, the American ships, and they were docked there with weapons and military weapons, and it was traveling towards rogue regime Israel. So protesters found this out, and when they found this out, they went there, they made a big noise there, and they said, how can we be assisting in killing our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine? So there is definitely the leaders involved in these particular so-called, now we don't know what to say, because are they Muslim countries? Because the leaders now have turned against Islam and they're supporting the enemies. Whereas Quran Sharif says, Allah says, don't take my enemies and your enemies as friends. And now they've done exactly this year. So could it be that let's weaken Pakistan India, you are there. You can fulfill this task for us. And start it off like this. And now we've seen this morning how many the masajids that have been attacked. I saw a child, meaning I read this article where a child was also injured and in the masjid. So could this be part of this plan to weaken Pakistan? Like how we've seen with Ukraine and Russia, how that plan worked out well for the US. Now they're turning their backs against Ukraine. So, Mufti Saab, please advise us.
Yeah, I don't believe that you need to militarily try to destroy Pakistan because of the economy is so bad here. Mm. Okay, the country is completely relying on IMF loans, Saudi loans, Asian bank loans. If the people stop giving the money, if the different banks stop giving the money, Pakistan will fall in one day.
Mm.
So I don't think the military part is a problem. Was or trying to destroy it militarily.
Mm.
Okay, I don't think that's the direction. But this thing has been going on for 80 years.
Mm.
Okay, and it looks like to me that India is trying to follow the same blueprint as Israel. Okay, in Gaza. Okay, Israel's taken over Gaza. Okay, and they plan on. They just had a Senate meeting, a parliament meeting, or whatever, and they just said that we're going to occupy it and we're never going to let it go. And we're going to shift the majority of the population to one part of Gaza, and we're going to build up the rest of Gaza for ourselves.
Mm.
Okay? So this is what India has done with Kashmir. Mm. It's a part of Kashmir they have captured. Okay? They see, India has seen what Israel has done for the last 16 months. How many Muslims have they killed there? And the world has done nothing to stop it.
Exactly.
Okay, so, and they expand on their settlements.
Hmm.
Okay, they're grabbing more land. So, they're both apartheid nations.
Hmm.
India feels it's a Hindu nation. Okay, and Israel feels it's a Jewish nation. Hmm. All right, and they have the same blueprint. Okay, so now, you said you heard of a child being killed or injured in a masjid. What are the other Muslim countries saying?
Hmm.
Anything? Okay, just like for 52,000 of our brothers and sisters we've seen die in Gaza, and no one's saying anything. Okay, from the Muslim camp, all right, at least from the government portion.
Yes.
So my thought was, and I talked to someone last night, and he was here in Karachi, and he said, and we share the same thought, that the Awam here in Pakistan would like to see some sort of military action or at least more involvement in Gaza against Israel. Not just boycott, but really real jihad.
Mm.
After Mufti Taqi gave the fatwa that as far as the eye on the governments, not on the Awam, but on the governments to help in Gaza, the people are talking. Right, we got to do something. So Jamaat Islami, okay, they've been having rallies every week, bringing this attention out to the public. All right, we support Gaza, we support Gaza. And I believe, and my friend, we both believe, that this is causing the Pakistan government embarrassment.
Mm.
Okay, because they're not doing anything strong. Other than, some speeches or, something like that, sending a protest to the United Nations or something.
Mm.
But we have the bomb, all right? We have military power. But when the government's not going to do anything, but this it seems like the Awam wants it. All right, let's get involved. Let's go over there, man. We can't take this more than a year. Okay, so this looks like it could be a diversion. This India Pakistan thing. Yes. Get your mind off of Gaza and concentrate here, right here. We're being attacked. Okay, we're being attacked by India, our enemy for 80 years. And all right, so the people will not think about Gaza and, you know, support the army. And, you know, again, the nationalism will go up again and we'll forget about our brothers in Gaza.
This unpacks a lot, I would say, because as you've said, the scholars of Pakistan have come out and they have said it is first their aim on these countries. And the world is seeing this here. The world is seeing that, see, Pakistan has weapons, they can do, and their people are willing to go ahead. So why not just divert the attention, as you've mentioned so beautifully? And as you were speaking, it's amazing how the Quran Sharif exceptionally always tells us the facts that we need to know. And we just have to see at Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 82. You've said Israel and India, both apartheid states. And when you see verse 82, these people, they are willing, they are the most hostile. Allah says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will certainly find that the most hostile people against the believers are the Jews and the ones who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's our base. We first go to Quran Sharif and we see now facts. How beautiful, isn't it? You know, people tell us you must speak on current issues. I was seeing on radio, what they generally do is they look at what's trending, so that people are not now exhausted by hearing the same thing over and over again. So you, to keep it trending, you see what's happening in the world and you speak on those issues. But you stand in Salah and you're listening to the Quran Sharif, which was revealed more than 1400 years ago. And the Quran Sharif is telling you the past, the present, and what's going to happen also.
In the future.
And here you can see, verse 82, and exactly what you said, it is all open in the air to see. Any person can see that what these people are willing to do, and to what extent will it go to? This is now another question.
We don't know. But the ISI, the two places that were attacked by India were places where Jesh Mohammed and the other, I forgot the other organization, who really are being funded by the ISI, those areas got bombed. Okay. And Maulana Desai, many years ago, he talked about how the ISI of Pakistan works well with the jihad organizations here in Pakistan to pretend that they're doing jihad. In 77 years, I think, of independence, they haven't captured 1 acre of land in their jihad. So he wrote, like, what kind of jihad is that? Whenever they capture some land, after some time, they give it back. They let India take it back. So Hazard has identified the problem as the ISI gives these jihad organizations here, the children, the boys, the young men who are fighting, they may be sincere in wanting to fight jihad, but the government has a different idea. So they serve as a diversion at the Indian border, so that the Indian army has to be occupied at all times because of these jihad groups that sneak into India, into Kashmir, and cause problems. All right. Again, there's such a big population problem, okay, between Pakistan and India, as well as the amount of people in their army as compared to our army. Okay, so that to tip the balance a little bit, these young men are put out there and, you know, to do these type of diversions. So India comes up with a false flag. You said, well, why would they do this to their own, you know, to their own people, or, you know, but why did America do the 9/11 and 4,000 Americans were killed? Okay, it was done by by an Arab sitting with a laptop in a cave in Afghanistan? No, I don't think so. Okay, it was done by America. And that gave them the right to now go and attack everybody. Okay, or go attack Saddam Hussein. He didn't have anything to do with this. They had the right to go attack Taliban. They didn't have anything to do with this. Okay, so Pakistan put out their hand and said, okay, you say that we did this? India, you say we did this? Let's have an independent country or organization come and investigate and see what exactly happened.
Hmm.
And India refused.
Hmm.
So that tells you right there. Okay? It's all a game. So Modi will be, he in the last elections, Modi's party suffered some defeats. Okay, so I don't know when the next elections are, but this will definitely be a feather in his cap that he attacked Pakistan after they allegedly attacked India. So this will help him. So I believe it's just all politics. It's all politics, and some of it again is the diversion away from Gaza.
Hmm. I think that I was really pleased to hear that, because that resonated. Turning and diverting this our attention, at least the people of Pakistan's attention, away from the rogue regime, and let's focus internal stuff. So that it's the same with Ukraine and Russia. For the US to weaken Russia, of course they were not going to wipe out Russia, but for just to play that role of, to a certain degree at least, to weaken Ukraine and their weapons and all of this here over this long period. So start this war, America, good at starting wars, good at initiating it from and hiding in the back in the bushes. But here you see it on the ground. So we'll have to just wait and see. Okay, Jazakumullah.
Inshallah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.